He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the Coach Kubiak edition. Coach Gary Kubiak said Andre Johnson is playing as good as any receiver he's seen. The coach praised Johnson and reviewed the Texans' 35-6 win over the Bengals. Plus, he talked about how he's preparing for the Vikings in his Monday press conference.
They're a heck of a football team. Yeah, we got a start on them early this morning. They're a very physical football team. Run the ball as well as anybody in football, and defensively have two of the biggest inside players in the game. So, we got to work it out for us. We spent most of the morning evaluating what happened yesterday, and then we're well on our way to Minnesota. But we understand what we're facing. That's a tough place to play.
You've done really well against Titans. Back to Jacksonville, experience in the past.
Well, I mean, if he's not, he's right up there with the best. I mean, he's very capable. Was it last year he set the NFL rushing record for a single game? Very explosive. He's going to be fresh, so they're coming off a bye week. So, we've got to work it out for us from that standpoint. But they have a chance to make big plays. And then I think Gus has played really well for him. I had Gus in Denver. He's done a good job. And then defensively, if you go back, especially paying attention to their home games this year, they've been very dominant. So, we'll have to play extremely well, and it's a tough place to play, too, so we'll have to play with a lot of composure.
What does it say about you to start 0-4 of the team? Ephraim said tough men have to get through tough situations like this. What does it say about the team that you guys have done?
Well, I think it says a lot about their character. I mean, it's very difficult. You go through a stage like that, it's very easy to, go the other way and not be able to dig your way out of it. But as I told you guys, the kids always kept working. They always kept battling, and believed in what they were doing and never wavered on, what we're asking them to do or how we're asking them to do it. And, they've been fortunate now. They've seen, they've been rewarded through that hard work. And, it was nice to be home, but now we got to get back out there on the road and play some very good football teams. So it's a tough league, and you got to understand that from week to week, day to day, and just to go out there and do your best. And like I said, have belief in the direction you're heading. And, some good things have happened in the past few weeks. Hopefully we'll just keep going day at a time.
Gary, Nick Ferguson, Bill Dix, where are you?
Nick will start again this week. We gave him an opportunity. We gave Eugene an opportunity. As I told you guys yesterday, I don't feel like it was anything against Will, to be honest with you. I just, we're searching for some identity on defense. Haven't been playing the way I think we're capable of playing. Need to communicate better. We had a couple of veterans who've played in a lot of football games and done a lot of good things in this league. So we, gave them an opportunity. They've been working for it, and they went out and took advantage of it yesterday. So, hey, we'll need everybody before this thing's said and done, and that's Will included. And he was very professional yesterday. He went out there and played special teams. He did his job, which I would have expected. And, but we had a couple of guys take advantage of an opportunity also. So, we're going to continue to give guys chances to play and opportunities with our football team, whether it's Ephraim helping out. However we're doing that, if it makes us better, we're going to take a shot at it.
Is Eugene Rosen going to start too?
Well, he played in nickel is what he did, John. He started safety in nickel, but he did rotate with Nick a little bit during the game. We like that combination of those two guys, but just because of how much football they played and how smart they are. I think they also help Brandon. Brandon's a very young player who's trying to become a big time player right now at a very young age, and when he's out there with them, I think he's very comfortable with them. So they're going to all play. To sit here and say these two guys are the starters, they're going to all play.
But we have to list the starters in the conference, so we still
they don't start till Sunday.
Huh? We still beat Nick.
Who's that, Eugene? Well, he was playing on the back end. Dante plays the star position, the nickel position, but the two starting safeties in nickel were Eugene and Nick. And, of course, this football team played us in a lot of three wides, so our nickel was on the field a great deal.
And you're closer to starting Dante. When do you see that?
I don't know. We're kind of – he played, I think, 39 snaps yesterday. Going into the game, we were a little concerned because he was sore coming out of last week, but in all honesty, he was much better this week. So we're very encouraged. There was progress there. I think what he's doing is going through training camp, so let's see how he comes out of this week. Let's see how he comes back Wednesday. But to play 39, 40 plays. You're only 20, 25 plays away from saying you can play the whole football game. But we'll continue to do what's best for him. We won't push him to the limit too quick. We'll let him kind of dictate to us and how he feels and where we go from here.
Is there any point where you were worried that Dante wouldn't come back and be productive for you?
I never doubted that he would come back. You know, I don't think any of us knew when he came back, you know, how quick he would adapt to playing again. It's been a long time since he's been on that field. And to get out there in a competitive environment, get knocked around a little bit, the key thing has been the response has been very good. He's come out of each practice, each game, you know, feeling very good. Yesterday, a lot of confidence, played extremely well too. I mean, just tackled well, gets a big interception. So I think the progress that he's making is very surprising, you know, but the fact that he's back playing, I was not surprised.
Do you think that's a boost for the team's confidence to see someone like him?
And it's a boost for mine and everybody's. I can promise you that. It's great to have him out there. His teammates really respect him. You know, he brings a lot to the table. He makes our team more physical just by the way he plays the game, and he's brought a lot of energy to the group.
Gary, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe the beginning of the month, did you and Kyle make a conscious effort to change the style that you were calling plays and the game plan you put out there, quicker plays, shorter drops, faster throws, stuff like that?
No, I don't think we've done anything different game plan wise. We've handled Matt a little bit different in practice. I mentioned that yesterday. I think John, somebody asked me about that. But as far as our offense, I think we've kind of attacked people the same way. We're being very aggressive. We're throwing the football pretty darn good right now. And these, the two back, the way they played the last few weeks have definitely helped us. But, you know, we're going to continue to be aggressive. Weren't on the field much in the first quarter yesterday, but made up for it over the course of the next three quarters. So, but Matt's leadership and the way he's playing right now has definitely got us moving in the right direction.
Is the success starting with how sharp he's been at the beginning of games, or is it because he's getting protection?
I think it's a combination of everything. Our young offensive line's becoming a heck of a group. The two running backs staying healthy have a lot to do with that. OD's got a lot of confidence, and number 80's playing as good as I've ever seen a wide receiver play in the game right now. So all that happening around Matt's making Matt better, and he's obviously playing extremely well himself.
Can you comment on all of your wide receivers and Owen and their ability to block down the field, everywhere on the field, because hardly any of them ever leave the field?
Well, that's a mentality, and that starts with Alex. If I could bring you in here and you could watch a run meeting, what he demands from wide receivers in the run game to do their job. And he, you know, makes them, he sends a sense of responsibility. Hey, you know, when we run the ball, you got a job to do, because when you're out there running routes, we got a job to do for you to catch the ball. So it just kind of filters throughout the group. They're very unselfish. You know, we go into the game yesterday with four wide outs. David has to step up. He steps up. Jacoby steps up as a player. He gets more touches with Andre out. So opportunities for players and guys taking advantage of opportunities.
So you said he's played as well as any receiver you've ever seen. Yeah. That goes back to 83.
What happened in 83, John? Who did I have?
Your rookie year.
Which one did I have then?
Well, you've been in the league a long time. That's a strong
Yeah, I've been around a while. Been around some good ones. You know, I've been around Jerry Rice in San Francisco, Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey. Been around some very good ones, and right now he's special. I mean, he wants the ball. The plays he's making after the catch, I mean, he took a pounding yesterday. They were going to make sure he got hit after he caught the ball, and he popped right back up. And, you know, the month that he's had has been extremely special. And people are trying to do some things to take him away. But as I told you before, we're really moving him around. He's responded to that. He responds to the mental pressure we put on him to get him open. He's doing a great job.
Coach, can you talk about it's not easy being first in the league in anything, first down conversion or third down conversion rate and first downs, which leads to time of possession, which leads to total offense, fourth in total offense. Can you talk about how your offense is clicking right now?
Well, I think one of the things that comes up to me when I think of it is it's funny in this league, you can be struggling doing something and just keep working, and all of a sudden over a 2-3-4 week period, you can flip the tables. We weren't very good on third downs the first 2 weeks. We were ranked at the bottom of the league, and all of a sudden we just start playing better, and all of a sudden you're sitting here today, you know, you're number one. I talked to the defense about things like that. We struggled in the red zone. You know, let's start over today and let's improve from here on. And we go out there yesterday and we hold them 0-2. So it's a long season. I don't think you ever get caught up when you're at the bottom of something, or I think you got to figure it out when you're at the top. You just keep working and stay focused on what's going on, and obviously focus even more on the things you're doing poorly.
Gary, you saw the Slayton touchdown live. What did you think you understood when you saw that?
It was a heck of a run. You know, he got some great blocks from O.D. Kraken, and Andre made a great block, 44, made a heck of a block on the linebacker. It's a play that we, you know, had set up for a short yardage situation. We extended our snap count. We had a few different motions going on, I guess. I think that's the one you're talking about. That is it. And our players handled it very well in that situation, and the kid made a guy miss. And you know, he ran better in the second half than he did in the first half, but he's getting better each week.
How encouraged are you that you're one step closer to solving the turnover problem?
It's never solved. We had a good week, okay? We had a good week. We protected it. Our defense went out and got three for us. And, you know, anytime you're plus three in this league on Sunday in the turnover margin, you're going to have an excellent chance to win. So had a lot to do with it, and now we have to go out there and do it on the road in some very difficult places, loud places to play. So it'll be just as important this week as it always is.
Do you have an update on any injuries?
You know, we just got our normal bumps and bruises. Amon, you know, cramped up yesterday. He is a little beat up today. I think he'll be day to day, but I do expect him to be okay. But he was pretty sore today. Joel Dreesen's got a jaw, sprained jaw, so took a shot in the jaw, but he'll be okay. He won't be able to talk much. He'll be okay.
Coach, how did Amobi grade out this week?
You know what? It's the best he's played this year. And I said that, I think, a few weeks ago. But the thing that Amobi did in this football game, you know, in the year is very young still, he played with the best effort he's played with. He played snap the whistle. That's what we're trying to get his effort level up. That's his the key to his game is quickness and getting up the field. And he was exceptional yesterday. So whatever we found yesterday, we need to bottle that and keep working. But I was very pleased with his outing.
You mentioned the Williamses with the Vikings. They've been great against the run 2 years in a row. Why is it? It's got to be more than just the tackles.
Well, they're up the field. Those tackles, you know, very difficult to handle inside. They get you running away from them sideline to sideline. They pursue extremely well, John. One of the keys to their defense, too, is when they're running the ball well, they keep offenses off the field. So, you know, and you go in there and play in that place. I've been there many times. It's about as loud a place as you'll play in the league, so snap count's a problem. They're beating you off the ball. But just very effective. They're good across the board defensively.
All you Texans, get up and scream.